This article is from Africo's issue entitled Sexual Misconduct in Missions. Breaking the Silence, Safeguarding the Vulnerable. My first experience of mission work was traveling through Mozambique in the back of an Isuzu pickup truck. We moved through flood-damaged towns and showed the Jesus film to thousands of people. I was only 12 years old, and I could not believe how many people, especially children, came forward for the salvation call. We traveled as a family. My dad was a pastor and child trauma specialist, my mom and brother were with us, and together, we lived a wonderful ministry adventure. We reached the lost while we lived on the road. Those days opened my eyes to the reality of the gospel and how deeply people longed for Jesus. From that moment I was hooked. I wanted to be a missionary and go to the nations for him. As I grew older, however, I began hearing difficult stories of sexual abuse of children and the vulnerable in ministry. It seemed as though cases had suddenly increased, but in reality, people were finally reporting them. I often wondered what had really happened behind the scenes and how such failures could occur. Sadly, I would later learn more about the challenges and breakdowns within some mission organizations, churches, and Christian schools. During one trip to a mission conference in remote East Africa, I realized how vulnerable we truly were. We received almost no instruction or preparation. We interacted freely with children and adults without clear boundaries, accountability structures, or even basic background checks. It deeply unsettled me. I needed to understand why safeguarding was not a priority. I realized that our leaders were being overly gracious. They welcomed anyone who was willing to serve, even when that willingness was not supported by proper oversight. When a familiar person joins a mission trip, we may overlook a background check or a mental health evaluation simply because we think we know them well. But at what expense are we making these assumptions? And more importantly, at whose expense? Tragically, the majority of abuse is committed by unvetted workers who harm the very children and vulnerable adults we are called to protect. Here are some insights I have gained from my experience in trauma work and child safety cases. Grooming happens when a person slowly builds trust with a child, vulnerable adult, or even a group in order to cross boundaries and cause harm. Over time, trust is betrayed in the worst way. Teams are left shocked, saying, "How could they have done this? We knew them so well." Preventing grooming requires diligence. Background checks with valid references, clear rules, visible accountability, and a firm policy of no private or secret interactions all help create safety. Teams should be trained to recognize warning signs. Any red flag, no matter how small, should be taken seriously and addressed promptly. How can we do better? 1. Interview candidates carefully and check references thoroughly. Good recruitment protects the mission and discourages harmful individuals from entering the organization. 2. Every worker should clearly understand the mission's vision, expectations, code of conduct, and boundaries. Training must include simple, practical ways to avoid compromising situations. 3. There should be a simple system that even a child can understand. Everyone should know exactly where to go with a concern. Trained responders must be available to listen and act. 4. Concerns, whether small or serious, should be handled by trained individuals with compassion, discernment, and integrity. 5. Wise leadership values the safety and well-being of every team member and beneficiary. Safeguarding is not an obstacle to mission, it is an essential expression of the gospel. These steps may feel overwhelming for smaller organizations with limited resources, but safeguarding is still possible. It begins with simple, intentional decisions and with a heart that refuses to ignore the risks. Partnering with like-minded organizations and sharing resources are a healthy start. Protecting those we serve is not separate from our mission, it is central to it. As we go into the nations, may we carry not only the message of salvation but also the heart of Jesus, a heart that sees, protects, and values every person. Visit AfriGeo's New African Missionary Kids page for free guidelines on safeguarding children at https://bit.ly/AfriGeoMKs.